James Tracy, the professor at Florida Atlantic University who repeatedly claimed that the massacre at Sandy Hook was a hoax, who went as far as writing the parents of the youngest victim, 6-year-old Noah Posner, demanding proof that he ever lived, has been fired. Tracy is one of many conspiracy theorists who believe all mass shootings are faked by the Obama administration to push for gun control. Their voices are often heard on Alex Jones' radio show. Mark Fenster is a professor of law at the University of Florida who studied historic conspiracies. And Mark, do we know how many people believe this one?
It's hard to give a clear answer to that, in part because it's hard to poll the question, and that is in part because it's difficult to get people to say the extent to which they actually believe in these conspiracy theories. There are no doubt a percentage of people, relatively small, that would firmly agree with James Tracy regarding this. But there are probably a fair number of more people who would be willing to say that they contemplate the possibility that this is true.
Well, but to many people, even that would be obscene. And if you listen to Alex Jones, you hear countless people call in and say they believe. But what do they think happened? You know, we see the pictures, the grieving family members.
So they think this is a false flag operation. And by that, they mean there is an ulterior motive for creating a controversy or a trauma like this. The ulterior motive being to take authoritarian control over the country and steal people's guns away.
Well, and historically, there have been false flags. The war in Vietnam was launched based on a false report. But in this case, they think that there are actors who are hired, drills carried out by FEMA. The Posners, the family who's been accused of not having a son who died, have had to write op-ed pieces to defend themselves. This is repugnant, but you say not uncommon.
Well, not entirely uncommon. 9/11, of course, was deemed a false flag operation, generally by many of the same people who believe that Sandy Hook is a false flag operation. It is historically accurate to say that governments all over the world, including the U.S., have engaged in false flags, which becomes a problem in trying to reject and confront folks who believe in this, because there is a small grain of truth in the idea that our government would be willing to go to some steps, not these steps, but some steps, to achieve some goal besides that which you think that they are trying to achieve.
Well, and one wonders why it's up to just the Posners, the parents who are trying to say that their child was alive, to fight them. You noted, as we did, that Donald Trump appeared on Alex Jones' radio show, said he was a big fan. But do we have any evidence that any public figures subscribe to these mass shooting conspiracy theories?
Well, what you see typically in primary campaigns at the presidential as well as at the legislative level, that in order to appeal to a base, candidates will utilize certain populist themes that reverberate with their audience. And in doing so, they'll use dog whistles that suggest, wink, nod, nod, we all understand the extent to which there is a conspiracy against our beliefs and against us. And so you see that generally throughout American history, the extent to which elected officials will utilize and invoke themes of conspiracy.
Mark Fenster, professor of law at the University of Florida. Professor, thank you.
Thank you, Robin.
And by the way, Professor Tracy reportedly wasn't fired from Florida Atlantic University because of his claims about the government faking mass shootings. That would be difficult because of tenure. He was fired for not doing paperwork. His last day is tomorrow.